You probably don't know who Ellen Johnston is, but you may have seen her. She's from Mississippi, and she appeared in the hit movie Borat last year. Her appearance was both short-lived, she was on screen for only about 3 seconds, and also apparently most unwelcome. Johnston sued the movie production company and others connected with the film. Her lawsuit is based on the invasion of privacy torts. Courts and legislatures created those torts to protect what the law calls the right to be let alone. Here's some background before getting into the law. Borat, as the Johnston court put it, involves a fictional character who lives in Kazakhstan and who is asked by his government to travel to the United States to film a documentary about life here. Along the way, the fictional character Borat meets some members of a fraternity, a group of feminists, and some people at a Pentecostal camp meeting, among others. Most, the court says, have no idea that Borat is an actor. They believe that he's really filming a documentary. Johnston, the plaintiff here, was one of the people at the Pentecostal camp meeting. During that part of the film, again from the court's description, Borat appears to speak in tongues and experience a religious conversion. Johnston is pictured raising her arms in praise to God for Borat's conversion for about 3 seconds. But 3 seconds can pack a powerful privacy punch if you're not expecting exposure in a hit movie. Johnston convinced the court as much, and at this early stage in the litigation, the tables have turned on Borat. Privacy is really 4 different torts, all meant to make good the emotional harm we feel when our privacy is invaded. Intrusion is peering in on someone or someone's private matters. Publication of private facts is revealing a private fact about someone else's life to a group of people. False light is the publication of false information regarding someone else that may or may not harm that person's reputation. And finally, misappropriation is the use of someone's image or name without permission. The court found that the plaintiff here had successfully focused on the final two, false light and misappropriation. False light, the plaintiff argued, because her actions could be seen as mocking her religion, and therefore the movie placed her in a false light before the public because she'd never do that. Misappropriation because she claims the movie makers used her image without her permission, if just for 3 seconds. The court agreed with the plaintiff on both counts and ruled that the lawsuit could continue. So what's the significance of one little lawsuit like that? If the court is right, and many, many others who are pictured in the film for mere seconds or even longer didn't really know what was going on, and as long as the statute of limitations holds for them, the door has been open to similar lawsuits based on those same privacy claims. There's no guarantee that another court would rule the same way that this one did, but now there's definite precedence. The privacy door has been opened by a federal trial court. Borat may be witnessing a sequel to his cultural learnings of America, but these are making benefit not for the glorious nation of Kazakhstan, but for benefit for plaintiffs and their privacy. I'm Amy Guida.